Today, we lost an Atlanta radio legend in Simeon Bebe, also known as Silas Alexander. Hi, this is Parkita Nassau, also known as Marie Stevens. I met Simeon when I was a 19-year-old intern at WIGO Radio. He was already a radio personality at that time, and he would just take you to the side and give you the best advice. Always very respectful, always willing to give you a kind word, always very kind and courteous and compassionate, but always wise with the radio game. And I luckily had the opportunity to work with Simon at almost every radio property I ever worked at. Eventually, he moved over to Kiss 104, as did I, and he did Blue Lights in the Basement House Party and popularized that show. The show had tremendous ratings because of Simon, and it was a go-to show. So popular, eventually they made the show a live show, and it was sold out all the time. Simon was so popular that they plucked him over to V103 and wanted him to do a similar concept over there, which he did on the weekends. It was wonderful. And so they were able to add in a few more current songs than what he was able to play over at Kiss 104.7. But the show and the numbers were just magnificent. And he was just a great star. Eventually, he moved back over to Kiss 104.1 by that time. They had been acquired by new owners. And just, you know, again, Sai's ability to connect with people, and more so by that time, he was doing clubs left and right. He was the king of the clubs. Like if you went to an Atlanta night spot, Simon was generally the person rocking the house for you. I know that he just ruled club boats, but in addition to club boats, concerts, events, Simon was the man. And I think Magic 107.5, 97.5, which was the last commercial radio station that I recall him working at, they owe him a debt of gratitude, because if it weren't for Sai, that station was built on his back. When they were trying to figure out the direction of that station, they had syndicated programs left and right that they were switching in and out. Sai was the local talent for Atlanta, and he did morning drive, he did afternoons, he did midday, and he did them also eloquently and did a great job. People absolutely just connected to Simon, and they realized, hey, this guy is incredible locally. We need to do more with him. And so eventually I moved from being on air to being behind the scenes into marketing and sales. And I worked with Simon over there. And I can tell you, he was everyone's favorite go-to talent. He was always cheerful and he was always positive. Rest easy, Simon. We love you.